A Bitter Betrayal by Dave Fox. John sat across the cold metal table from his best friend, Mark. The harsh fluorescent lights of the police interrogation room cast deep shadows across their faces as they eyed each other warily. An imposing detective cleared his throat. "Let's go over this one more time. We have evidence tying you two to the robbery of First National Bank last week. Ballistics matched the gun to the robbery and to shell casings found in Mark's apartment." John's mouth went dry as the detective slid photos of the crime scene across the table. Two masked assailants, a smashed glass door, the empty vault, and the haunting trail of bullet holes across the marbled floor. He shook his head vehemently.
"I had nothing to do with this. I'm innocent," John insisted, panic rising in his throat.
Mark remained stone-faced, giving nothing away. The detective leaned across the table, his jaw set. "Here's the deal. If you both stay silent, we can pin you for robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and attempted murder of the security guard. You'll each be looking at 25 to life." John's head spun as the detective continued. "But if one of you confesses and testifies that the other masterminded the whole thing, the one who confesses may only get 3 years, the other life in prison." An uneasy silence fell over the room. John's mind raced as he weighed his options. Mark had always been his closest friend, ever since they were kids. They had sworn they'd have each other's backs no matter what. But John knew with certainty that he had been home alone that night, nowhere near the robbery. Mark cleared his throat, prompting John to shoot a quick glance in his direction. An imperceptible look passed between them, a flash of desperation, reassurance, uncertainty. They both knew the high stakes they were playing for. John had to believe Mark wouldn't turn on him, not after everything they'd been through. He inhaled deeply and turned to the detective.
"I didn't have anything to do with that robbery. I won't confess to something I didn't do," John said firmly. The detective smirked and turned to Mark.
"Maybe you'll see things differently after you've had some time to think it over." Two guards entered and roughly jerked John and Mark to their feet, slapping them both in handcuffs. As John was led down the corridor towards the holding cells, he stole one last look at Mark over his shoulder. His friend's face was contorted in a mask of angst and indecision. John spent a sleepless night alone in his stark cell, lying on the thin mattress as he replayed those agonizing moments in the interrogation room over and over. He clung to the comforting thought that Mark would never betray their brotherly bond. Not when the consequences were so dire. The following day, John longed for news about Mark as he was escorted back to the same drab room and left alone at the table. After what felt like an eternity, John could see through the two-way mirror after its reflection had been turned off. Mark entered an adjoining interrogation room flanked by two stone-faced guards. John felt a wave of relief at seeing his friend again.
"There he is."
"Good," John said with a tentative smile. Mark, however, looked depressed, kept his head down, and clasped his hands on the tabletop. The police detective entered the interrogation room.
"Do you have anything to tell me?"
"I can't do 25 to life, man. I just can't," Mark muttered hoarsely. John's smile turned to a frown in confusion.
"What is he saying?
He'd never rat me out for a crime I didn't commit, right?" Silence hung heavy in the air, seeming to distort the harsh overhead lighting as John searched Mark's face for any sign, any clue that this was some elaborate bluff. Then Mark spoke, each word dropping like a lead weight.
"I have no choice. I'll testify that John planned the whole thing."
The words landed like a punch to John's gut, stealing his breath.
"What? No! No! How could he do this to me?"
John cried, his voice escalating in disbelief as he tried to get to the two-way glass and pound on it.
"I'm your best friend! We're brothers, man!"
Guards rushed forward, grasping John by the arms as his body tensed in rage and betrayal. He fought against their restraint, teeth grinding as he stared into Mark's impassive face.
"How could you do this?" he roared. "You know I'm innocent!"
Mark's expression on the other side of the glass was pained, but resolute as he stood slowly, the cuffs on his wrist clinking.
"I hate to do this, but I have no choice. I'm not going away for life for something.
He did, said Mark while escorted out. White-hot anger coursed through John's veins as he watched his friend being ushered from the room, the man he had once trusted with his life, the man who had sold him out to save himself. Hot tears sprang unbidden to John's eyes as he slumped forward, realization setting in that he may very well spend the rest of his days trapped behind bars for a crime he didn't commit.
6 months later, John sat in court behind a defense table, but this time, he faced a judge. The news he had been dreading finally came. Mark's testimony had been accepted, and the evidence proved too weighty for a jury to ignore. John closed his eyes as the judge read his verdict.
John Davis, you have been found guilty of robbery, assault, and attempted murder. This court hereby sentences you to life in prison without parole.
Time seemed to come to a standstill as John absorbed those chilling words. The bang of the gavel sealing his fate struck him more forcefully than any physical blow. He thought of Mark, no doubt enjoying his 3-year sentence somewhere, as the price of his wretched betrayal. White-hot hatred blazed within John's chest. The man he once considered a brother became the architect of his permanent imprisonment, of his life being snatched away forever. As the court's officers jerked John roughly to his feet, he swiveled his head towards the detective sitting in the gallery, his jaw clenched.
I'm innocent, he growled, tasting the impotent words as the cuffs bit deeper into his wrists.
The detective smirked without empathy.
Welcome to the prisoner's dilemma, son. Your pal played it smarter than you.
With those haunting words echoing through his mind, John was hauled away towards the black holes of the prison system. An innocent man doomed to spend the rest of his days locked away all because of the unforgivable treachery of someone he once would have trusted with his life.